Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Keita Spock is our guest. Keita is the author of Tipping Point to Happiness, also The Simple Life. She's our happiness expert and our good friend. Keita, thanks again for being here all the way from Canada. And tell the audience where you are right now.
Where I am is in Ottawa. I'm in the capital city of Canada, which is in Ontario. It's right between Toronto and Montreal.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about things that we believe in. You know, we try to do resolutions, and every year a lot of people do. I don't do them because I never follow through, so I don't do them. I gave up on that. But a lot of people do. Is that a silly thing to do?
No, I don't think so, Jim, especially if you're looking at perhaps changing or modifying one thing. If you're thinking you're going to change five or six things, that can get pretty overwhelming. So that if some of you out there have taken, let's say, for instance, you, and this is fairly common, you want to lose some weight. And if we were going to take this back to that idea of making it a good feeling and making it something that you want to repeat, like your favorite cup of coffee in the morning,
mm-hmm.
then what I'm suggesting here is, how have you done over January? Have you been able to fit what you want to do, whether it is that walk around the block in the morning, or you've decided to use the stairs instead of the elevator to go to work, or you're drinking water instead of taking the Diet Coke in the morning, whatever it is. And you notice all the things that I've pointed out, they're all very simple and relatively easy. And if I was going to suggest anything to you, is that you keep with the easy. Just like that simple cup of coffee that becomes familiar to you, you, when you're wanting to make a change in your lifestyle or in your life or in your business, you start with something relatively easy, and you associate, you begin associating, as we did earlier in the conversation, with a good feeling. When I do this, mm-hmm. I know I will be healthier. When I do this, I know I am going to make my business more efficient. So if you start correlating your action with the outcome in your head, the good intention that it is positive, that is meant to make you a better person or improve your business, then the onus that, oh gosh, I have to do this,
mm-hmm.
this morning, this kind of drag your feet, oh woe is me, why did I even decide to start this? Remove that self-talk and replace it with what I've just been saying. It's the same thing as doing rituals that you
mm-hmm.
like.
You know, when I... In my career, my long career as a business owner, I've been to the depths and I've been to the mountain, and I'll tell you, it's rough at the bottom down there. And when the bad phone calls come in, and they're all different kinds of those, the bad decisions, the no's that you get, and the disappointments that you have, it's tough to come back from those. But what I've tried to tell people is to think about the way to deal with those things. Is if you own the business, the good, the bad, and the ugly belong to you. So if it's ugly and you're able to turn it into something that's not so ugly, that belongs to you.
Exactly.
And when I think about when I'm faced with something now, after all these years with so much experience behind me, I can now be philosophical about it and say, okay, let's get this over with. I'm anxious to see what's good, how this turns out to be, you know, something good somewhere. But you know, 25 years ago, that was harder to do. And I try to just tell people who are new at this, just to say, okay, just get through it. Just get through it. Live to fight another day. Something good will come out of it. I mean, I don't know how many times, Keita, I've had things that I said, surely this is the worst thing that could happen to me. And 30 days later, I said, surely that was the best thing that could happen to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know it at the time, though.
Right. Well, one thing we all know in our experience is that sometimes something that is in the moment extremely stressful, sad, annoying, a great calamity, in months from now turns into being, you know, the silver lining that you find in the cloud. The big thing here is, and I love the fact that you have this show, Jim, is that we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. We all experience these highs and lows. No one is a king of pain. No one has the right to say, I'm the only one. Everybody has the highs and lows. Mm-hmm. But that is the nature and the mystery and actually the beauty of life, because one never knows where out of that pain or uncertainty comes some incredible good luck, good opportunity, excellent opening that we, in our humanness, cannot perceive, cannot anticipate prior to it.
And the more you have of these, the more you experience them, the more you can take the next one in stride. And that makes life easier.
It does. And so when if we were going to wrap up, that's why the idea of a Groundhog Day, pretty silly in and of itself. But it tends to coat sometimes some of the seriousness.
I love hearing about Groundhog Day. It's fun.
Yeah.
I need your website quickly.
Yeah, my website for my tour is happinessroadtour.com.
So check that out. Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. Keita, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.